Welcome to the Lock Boss Show. I am your host, PJ Slauson. Now, this show is dedicated to all the Lock Bosses, and together we will learn, grow, and win. Hey, everybody, what is up? Welcome back to another hashtag Lock Boss Show. Of course, I am PJ, and I am excited to be here with you today. As you can see, I kind of messed up the lighting a little bit beforehand for fun. Pretty cool. And, you know, we're going to have a little bit of fun today, of course, and it looks like Julio is too. Julio's playing some music. It's not confession music, at least. So we're off to a good start. I tell you what. Here in just a few minutes, we're going to be going over the brand new 2024 Ilco Automotive Key Guide. We're going to have a lot of fun. Of course, I'm drinking Topo Chico. Maybe you're drinking a Topo with me. If not, whatever your favorite beverage of choices. Cheers to y'all out there. Now, oh, I tell you what, I love it. Now, I will admit, you can see this has like this has some sort of a, I don't know, what color is that? Yellow to it. And that's because I did put some Zip Fizz in here. My favorite Pina Colada Zip Fizz. I tell you what, I love it. This is my second Pina Colada Zip Fizz today. I don't know why, but I just can't help myself. Is that bad? Oh, that's good. Hey, let me go ahead in here, pop into the comments and say hi to everybody really quick. And then we'll get on to having some fun. I tell you what, how fun was that having the Lockfather on last week and getting some random confession stuff I didn't even know about. I mean, how fun was that? I liked it. All right, Vernon G Keyman 565. How are you both doing? James Estep, how are you? Strouser's Towing and Mobile Repair, how are you? NY Locksmith, the one and only Ken Nixon, what's up? He says, why would I want a guide that is blank? Why would you want a guide that is blank? I don't know. You tell me. You tell me. Dave, how are you doing? Robert, how's it going? Robert Dingman and Robert Patton, how are you both? Nate Gooden, Stefan, Curto, Lock and Key, what's up? Jimmy J, how are you doing? Alan, Robert, Keith, Iceman 003, Jamie and Carl Lewis, how's it going? Let's see here. Carl, I like it. Can I demo a LockTech tool for smart locks? I don't see why you couldn't. I think the only thing in your way is getting the unit to demo, right? Oh, man, that's good. So many of you, hey, thank you all for tuning in. Oh, hey, Mr. Locks and Wise back in the house. And Jordan, how are you? FTRV, so many of you in here. Hey, thank you, honestly, for being here with us, hanging out, contributing to the conversation, and hopefully we're all learning something together as well. Yeah, well, hey, let's go ahead. Let's get hopped on into the show. Man, I tell you what. So I went golfing a couple times last week. And we're outdoor golfing again, right? And man, I messed my back up. It hurts. So I'm trying to heal up over here. But tell you what, you all, thank you. Let's see here. Our Topo Chico here is in a can and tangerine flavored. Very interesting. All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead. Let's hop into the show. Let's have a little bit of fun. Maybe we'll learn something. Let's see what we got cooking here. I'm going to get the glasses on. Right, okay. So let's talk about the brand new 2024 Auto Key Blank Guide. All right. So every year Julio, just keep in mind when I say forever, that's a technical term here. All right. And Ilco has been putting out this automotive key reference guide forever, right? And I've done a bunch of videos over the years on them, kind of going through and talking about it. But I figure instead of just doing a normal video this year, I would just include it in the live and we can kind of go over a few of these things together and talk about kind of what's new, what's different. And if you are not familiar with this guide as well, or you're just getting into automotive, you're a little interested in automotive, I think this will be helpful. And on top of that, I have a couple little tips and tricks for you along the way. So with that being said, let's go ahead and hop into it here. All right, here we go. This is what the guide looks like. You know, it's always fancy every year. You know, what's the cover going to be like? I like this one. It's very, so tell me in the comments here, when you see this cover of this guide, what do you think? I think electronic circuits for some reason. That's what I think of. And by the way, about this guide, let me say one other thing really quick. So if you go into our websites, go to the Learning Center, go to the PDF downloads, and you can download this for free, or you can go to the product page, just type in, I don't know, 2024 auto, and you'll see the guide pop up. Go to the product page. Now you can, of course, buy one for a couple bucks, or you can just go to the link on that page and just download it for free, right? You can also get it on Ilco's website as well. So I just want to throw that out there, make sure I talked about that. So I highly recommend doing it. So yeah, so I want to know what the first word that comes to mind. I'd like to know. Let's see a few of them here. I see an interchange in downtown Des Moines, Iowa. I like it. Yeah, you know, I had asked Ilco next time I talked to Todd over there, who's ahead of this guide. I'll be like, Todd, tell me what city or where is this interchange? What city? And I don't know. I think Ilco have to send Jimmy a present if they get it right, right? Adrian, hey, how's it going? He says, is the guide going to be in a searchable app format? Great question. So another way you could look at this information is using the MyKeys Pro app. As you can see up on the top right, there's that says get MyKeys Pro. On the free version, you'll be able to kind of access the same information. So yeah, short answer is yes. Long answer, it's a little different. How you use it's a little different. It says, Loxon Y says, if Ilco made better keys, I would think electronic also. Well, come on now, Loxon Y. Who makes a better key than Ilco then? Tell us in the comments here. And be nice, by the way, okay? John Folk says, a futuristic information highway for me. I like it. George Blair says, got mine this weekend from the Ilco van. Very cool. A new key Bible too. Yeah. G.I. Joe logo. Interesting. Yep. Iceman. Yep. Thanks for saying that. A constellation keys that cover the globe. The Jetsons. Strauser says, I think I'm going to borrow the Lock Fathers 2024 book. I like it. My keys app won't scan any codes. I find issue with ease of use too. Sorry, just not a fan yet. Yeah. Jimmy here, I'm going to get onto this, but really quick. So the first generation of ones that came out, Ilco had problems with the scanners. Okay. I mean, like the QR codes. Best thing to do, contact Ilco directly. We can liaise on that a little bit for you if you want. So, or I mean, if you got them from us at least, contact us and we can get you some new codes. But for the most part, you can just call tech support and they're very aware of the situation and you can get some new QR codes on that. All right. So that's the cover. There's a few areas you see highlighted on here that I really want to point out. Like, why would you use this guide, right? Like, what are some real use cases for it? And I wanted to point out a few of the main fields here. The first one is the code series. Okay, so by the way, this screenshot here is just of, and I know my face is in the way. I don't know how I can, let me see, can I move? Okay, we'll have to leave it like this. But anyways, what you can see here, this is all Camry. from what's the oldest, in the 90s all the way up to 2024 is what you see here. So this is a visually, if you're a visual person, like being able to see a snapshot of all the cameras, right? This is what it looks like. It's kind of nice to see. But it's what you're going to see. You're going to see the code series there. And then you're going to see the next column is going to be the key. Now, if this is a just a metal key, it'll just say that. And this is the primary key, by the way, or the transponder key, depending on what it is. The next column after that, so the third one over there, you're going to see it's going to tell you any programming instructions. And it's what that means in this guide is you're going to see one or up to three forms. You're going to see if it's what the clonable part numbers are, if need be, for ILCO only, of course. You're going to see what the, if you can use the Smart Pro, essentially. I know they still put in there all the MVP, TCP, TKO, STD, you know, but yeah, it's just essentially the Smart Pro or the onboard program instruction. So you can see here the onboard program is either E or I. This is one of those things that it, if you do a lot of, extra keys, not lost key situations, but extra keys where the customer has an existing key or two and wants more. This is probably the easiest way to find out quickly without doing much work if you can just add extra keys in via onboard programming. And I'll get into that in a little bit later. The next column there, the fourth one to the right is highlighted. You'll see where it says service key TR 47. So for example, if someone were to call up and they would be like, hey, you know, I have a 2005 Camry CE, and you need it, and maybe you're going to use a Leashy to decode it or get a key code, whatever it might be, you know that you should be expecting to either decode a lock in that code series or the key code's going to fit that code series. And of course, in the column where it has the service key or the emergency key, you're going to know that you're going to want to try to cut that first on a TR-47, or you're going to want to be using, you know, a TR-47 Leashy in that code series, okay? And then in the last column there, you're going to see where it says Texas Instruments 4C encrypted system, right? So that's going to let you know what chip it is. So it's one of those nice things when you look at the book like this, although there is electronic methods, it's really just a great, easy, quick guide. And I would really say in particular that if you're new, this can be a wonderful resource to kind of give you a little more confidence on what you're working on. Or if you're someone like me who's been around before the electronic stuff really got going, it's like an app form like the MyKeys Pro. You're so used to seeing it like this. There's just comfort in looking at this and, you know, kind of seeing what is going on. So that's really the core information here when you're looking at it. This is what you're going to want to be looking at or for. So, hey, James, by the way, as he says, this thing is almost 140 megabytes. It's pretty substantial for a PDF. Yes. If you get the one on our website, we compressed it down to, I think it was 11 megabytes. So, that way it's way lighter on over there. All right, let's go to the next screen. Okay. So this is something that I've commented on before, and I really wish ILCO, if I had one suggestion to fix it in the future, it'd be this. So if you look here at this Camry for, let's call it a 2024 Camry with regular ignition, right? You can see the code series there, and then you can see the two options for the key they're listing. So they're showing a TOI-48H PT, which is going to be a transponder key. And then underneath it, you're going to see the TOI 40B-GTS with the T128. In other words, that's the clonable option. But is what is there, but it's a little hidden, and this is what I wish would be different, is right after the TOI 48H PT, you're going to see in parentheses a LAL. Now, what does that mean? Well, as you know, ILCO has their look-alike remote head keys, right? Now, is what this is telling you with the little LAL in parentheses is that there is a remote head type or, you know, prox, you know, like, you know, there's a look-alike OEM type key for this. And you don't, it's just not the transponder key. So in this case, is what you would have to do is you'd have to go look this up, right? You have to go to our website, look it up by make, model, year. You would have to go to ILCO's lookalike website, look it up by make, model, year. And honestly, I just really wish they would list the part number or part numbers right there in that, because most of us, you know, like the TOI 48H is great if a customer, you know, says they're on a tight budget or it's an emergency key situation. But being able to do an extra step to have to find that is kind of a little bit of a bummer. So ILCO, please, somewhere on there, put the lookalike part numbers would be very, very cool. But so that's the first thing up there. And then the second thing I have highlighted is the service key, which is a LXP90P. And it's always good to kind of know either what the emergency key or the service key is. So yeah, you definitely want to check that out. Let's see here. All right, so next up here, I want to show you. So this is what the onboard programming looks like. So right, if you look back here, you'll see that it said program E or I, right, for that particular vehicle. And I have on here I. And is what you're going to see here is you're going to see a couple, two different options here. The first option is going to be to delete all but one key from the unit. Or on the right here, you're going to see where it says add duplicate key. So this is going to require nothing, right? It's not going to require any programming device, any really special instruction, although you're going to feel funky doing it, right? Because they're usually always a little interesting. So that's really nice to keep in mind. You know, I mean, if I know someone who's like, hey, PGA, can you get me a spare key or whatever? And they already have some, like immediately in my head, I'm like, okay, I need to go look up what the, in the book really quick, you know, what programming it is. So that's just something for you to keep in mind. And then lastly, I want to talk about this. Okay, so this is the transponder related glossary term. So now, if you're like most of us, including me, a lot of times you really skip over this. But if you are newer in automotive, or sometimes when you're going to program a key in some of the language, you might not really understand, or you know what exactly is this or that. It's really cool that they put this in here, and you can learn what a control module is, a ECM, exactly what is a transponder, the different type of, you know, rolling code, fixed codes, challenge response codes, all of those sort of things. So highly recommend if you're getting in or new to automotive keys at all, definitely check that out. And or if you're just curious about what some of the terms are, it's really cool to check them out and see here. So that's the automotive key guide. I hope that's helpful. Make sure you download that, check it out, check out the glossary. Easy way to find onboard programming, easy way to find the code series, all those type of things. So, and hopefully one day, maybe if we keep talking about it, ILCO will include the lookalikes in part numbers in there. Be really sweet. I think really helpful. Let's see here. Luxmo says PJ is going to pull a Toyota computer and flash it next week. EEPROM. You know, funny part about that year. I mean, this is probably 2010. I don't know, 15. Probably even before that. I actually used to do a lot of that in town here. For the longest time, my dad. So I got him to get a Easy Flasher, and I used to actually for the local Toyota dealership here and others. Flash all of the units and put new keys on them for them. So it's actually kind of fun. You know, it's a little terrifying at first, but once you get the hang of it, not a big of a deal. But man, sometimes getting the clips on there right kind of be a little bit of a pain. But yeah, that's what we got going on for today's show. Let me just cruise back through the comments here really quick. Let's see here. PJ flashing at a Toyota dealership. Yep. You know, hey, I mean, what else am I supposed to do, right? No, that's good. Yeah, yeah. AutoSmart is good too. Hopefully, yeah, I think hopefully another one will be coming out here pretty soon. Let's see. Let's see here. Luxoline, yeah. Good stuff. All right, everybody. Well, hey, listen, thank you so much for being here, hanging out, having a little bit of fun, learning about the Ilco Key Blank, Automotive Key Blank Guide. Hope you found that those little tips and tricks maybe a little helpful, or at minimum, reminded you to download. Of course, like the comments said in there, the one from Ilco is like 130. It's big. It's big. We compressed ours down to, I think, about 11 or something. So a little easier, but yeah, should be good, everybody. Well, hey, I hope all of you have a wonderful Tuesday evening. Stay safe out there. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to seeing you all same place, same time next week. So Julio, like always, go ahead and put a little show music on. And, you know, just for the kicks and giggles of it, turn that bad boy up, right? Turn it up. But anyways, everybody, hey, have a wonderful evening. See y'all next week.